Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Where are my shorts?
Excuse me?
I thought that's what he said. Where the hell are my shorts?
Oh, okay. You're just saying that. You're not. You are wearing some, are you?
I am wearing pants.
I hadn't looked over that way.
I heard this was the formal show.
I thought that was a warning for sure. But I'll let you slide for now.
No sliding.
Jeez, just stop, will you? Bubble Boy's wearing pants. I can see his. But see, as everybody on Facebook Live can see, CJ and Bubble Boy and myself are only visible from the waist up. And
for
so,
good reason.
That's why I asked you earlier about
and they
the
can't see the
thing.
Scuba squad at all.
Well, there's reasons for that, too. There's legal reasons.
I don't think there's legal reasons. I think you hide behind that.
A good 70% of them are wanted by federal authorities, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're a rat.
Barry the Bugger's
right. I'm a rat. Barry just called me a rat. Okay. Well, so we got Barry the Bugger.
You're
we got
a rat bastard.
Walt DeMartini live at the Gomez Hilton with a special guest who we're going to talk to here momentarily.
Hey, guys. Amber's right here.
All right.
Amber.
Amber, we got Amber. She's our special guest today.
You can magnify his screen.
All right.
I can't see.
Who's got their speaker on? Damn them. How dare they? How dare they do that?
What's going on?
Vinny Two Tanks. We got Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut. But one of them has their radio on. We can't have that, boys. You know the routine.
You know, in Mexico, Vinny Two Tanks is Dos Tancos.
Is that right? Is that what they call you, Vinny? South of the border?
Caballero.
What? Dos what? Tancos?
Dos Tancos.
Dos Tancos. Okay, Vinny Two Tanks.
El Stinko.
I thought it was Dos Tinkles.
Oh, just stop you. Jerry the Diver Guy is with us today. He's going to be actually out and about interfacing with the public next week up in Washington, D.C., I believe. Is that right? Is that where you're going to be, Jerry?
That's correct. We will be at the D.C. Dive Show.
Yeah, and Brian Miller is the man behind the madness of that event that happens next weekend. He's with us on Facebook Live today. Brian, how are you, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So are you all ready for this event? Have you made the proper, put in the proper security for Jerry the Diver Guy's appearance?
Yeah, we've got plenty of security. Yeah.
Or you need plenty of booze, I think, is what you need. That's what I was getting
at.
They'll have that, too. Okay, they'll have
that. A little bit of both.
It's a cash bar, just so you know, Jerry. But, Brian, the D.C. Dive Show is going on in Washington next week. And how many years have you been doing this one? Because it's really an up-and-comer show. It's been doing pretty well
last
few
years. Yeah, it is. This is the third year I've run it.
Okay.
First year was in Baltimore, and then we moved it last year to Washington, D.C. at the Convention Center.
Very nice.
And we're there again this year.
Okay. And what are going to be the highlights? I mean, are there some I would imagine you're probably giving away a bunch of stuff, first off. I mean, most of the vendors do that kind
definitely.
Of thing.
Right? We're giving away great trips to the Philippines, Atlantis Philippines.
Nice.
Aggressor Fleet, Blue Force, Wydroka Bay, people from all over Marco Vincent in the Philippines.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We got stuff for Roatan, from Roatan Charter, all sorts of stuff.
Got it. So you can go there to the show and, that's basically to pay everybody off for putting up with the fact that Jerry the Diver Guy might be walking the aisles and, shaking babies and kissing hands and stuff like that. But to offset Jerry's appearance, I hear Mermaid Kristen is going to be on site too.
Yeah.
So we have her up there. It's kind of like the yin and the yang. I'm assuming Jerry's the yang.
Yeah,
part.
You know, I cancel her out of a lot of
yeah,
stuff.
Well,
you
know? Yeah, well,
just my beauty.
It is what
I
it is.
I would grace the aisles with my man Keeney.
Okay, yeah, don't scare him. He can block you out of the show like that, Jerry. So I be careful what you say.
I think I got him blind.
Yeah,
we'll take good care of him.
Will you? Okay. Yeah. Once again, that has to do with alcohol. I think it's more of like a preservative or something when it comes to Jerry the Diver Guy. But Brian, is this the biggest it's ever been coming up next weekend? You figure, or do we know that?
The show's been growing every year, and we've got some great people that are presenting at this year's show. We have Jill Heinrich and Amos. Nice. The two of them will be talking about their explorations up in the Arctic and Antarctic. And
Amos he's quite a character. I got to catch up with him a few weeks ago in Germany at the boot show. And man, he has just been doing some crazy stuff. Diving with, he does crocodiles, he does polar bears, killer whales, just nutty, big animal stuff. And he always has a great story. Great story.
If it's big, he's in the water.
Exactly. Sure. He's slightly insane, I think, possibly. Yeah. But that's what makes him very entertaining to listen to. And the thing beyond his diving, if you run into Amos next week at the DC Dive Show, really sit down and try to talk to him a little bit about his past, even before he got into diving, because he has a huge military background, I believe, in Israel as well. It's quite impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, he started reporting on different, it was a war correspondent with the Israeli army.
Yeah.
Then he moved to New York and started doing fashion photography of all things after doing war photography. Right. And then, he saw his picture of the big old great white shark on a bus one day and thought, I need to do more of this.
Yeah. It's just an amazing piece of work he's done. And he has that new movie. Are you guys screening that next weekend too? There, maybe.
No, we're gonna be just talking about his polar adventures. He's doing some stuff there, and then his big animal photography. So Amos will be a major feature of the show.
Yeah, and then you got Jill Heinrich as well, and she's a cave diving superstar. Super nice lady. I keep running into her at the shows, and I just miss the proper time to talk to her to get her on Scuba Radio. Because maybe next week, Jerry, you can do that. You can
I will be right there, and I will try my best.
Yeah, if you go up to her and invite her on the show, there's no way in hell she'll show up, I'm sure. But we can give it a shot just the same. But regardless, all right. Well, Brian, I wish you the best with the show next week. Now, if people want information on the DC Dive Show, the website is what?
DCDiveShow.com, and they can purchase tickets right off of the webpage there. It's a real easy process, and if they use Radio 20, they'll get a 20% discount on their
ticket. That's very nice of you to offer that. So appreciate that, and we wish you the best, and apologize in advance for Jerry the Diver Guy, okay?
Oh, I look forward to having him next week.
That'd okay. be great. Yeah, he obviously doesn't have any clue of what he's getting himself into.
But they're always like that in the beginning.
Exactly.
As long as the alcohol's flowing, we're all right.
Yeah, hey, we apologize.
No, Jerry's a good guy. We're just playing.
Yeah, all right. Well, look.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Casey. Yes.
Who authorized Jerry to represent by himself?
Jerry the Diver Guy did. He nominated himself. We allow that here.
I second that.
Could we at least send Drunken Sailor to keep him out of trouble?
We
haven't heard from him. Casey.
What the hell? What was that?
The Swedish Chef?
Something
from the Muppets?
I don't know what happened, but that was...
Now, we haven't heard from Drunken Sailor since Christmas.
Yeah. Well, last time, he was hanging out, the Gomez Hilton?
He's always there.
And I am going to be... I'm heading that way right after the broadcast today. So I will be on the lookout to see if he's passed out under a dock or something down there at the Gomez Hilton. Walt, do you care to comment on such things? Do we know? Is the Drunken Santa hanging out at the Gomez Hilton? Oh, actually, Walt's away from the mic. I'm looking up at the closed caption video.
Walt's entertaining his guest.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He's beating him off the dock with a broom.
That's what
right now.
That could be.
Uh-oh, he's running to the... He's running.
He's running. God help me. Oh, he's running. Don't fall.
He's
going to
break it.
No, that's okay. That's all right. No, we were just saying, is the drunken Santa available?
Sorry. There? Sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
I was...
You, yeah, he, yeah, oh, that's okay.
He was indisposed.
That, fair enough. That's all right. We'll let him work through that issue and do that. But look, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. Casey has made plans to go dive with the Hammerheads. He finally decided, I ain't waiting on you losers.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to go do it. So we got that to talk about today and quite a bit more. I am heading down to the Gomez Hilton to do some, you know, radio stuff this week, and I'll explain what's going on with that and much, much more today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Barry Debugger, Captain Walt DeMartini, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, and of course, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
That is a hell of a show.
I'm telling you
for
what.
For your hard-earned buck.
What, are you saying we should charge for this?
I thought we were subscribing.
I actually,
you're not charging people for this. You're giving this quality away for free.
Actually, they usually demand that we pay them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
Well, a bargain at twice the price.
Okay. True. We'll go with that.
Zero times two equals zero.
Is that right? I saw something on the web.
This show is, I can personally guarantee, all the fun or double your money back.
Okay. That's sweet.
If you're not happy with what you've heard at the end of this show,
mm-hmm.
email Greg at scubaradio.com.
And say how much.
And he'll be happy to refund your money.
I owe you?
It's just ridiculous.
For tolerating us? Maybe. All right, look, Casey is, he's put up with enough. And he said, I've had enough of you guys.
You got to give people an ironclad guarantee.
He keeps saying, like, hey, look, when are we going to Bimini? When are we going to Bimini? I want to go die with the Hammerheads. And he decided, screw you guys. I'm not waiting on you. I'm going to do it anyway.
I want to do that, too.
So, Casey, what did you do exactly? What have you booked exactly?
I decided to book the initial very first cruise of the Virgin Atlantic Scarlet
Cruise Ship.
Yeah. Cruise ship. Okay.
It's their cruise ship going to the Bimini Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working with our very favorite dive operation over there doing hammerhead dives. So I'll be over there on the 26th, 27th, and 28th diving with the hammerheads.
Uh-huh.
And who was our
immortal words of Greg, our leader? Suck it, you losers.
Oh, wow.
See, he learned from you.
He learned it. Good God.
You know,
yeah.
It sounds like a music group, the Hammerheads.
Okay, thanks, Barry.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, you know, the thing is, he's talking about Neil Watson Jr., and I actually spoke with Jr. A little bit before the show today.
Name dropper.
Yeah, and I asked him a couple questions. I said, first off, let me warn you, somebody from the scuba squad is planning to come over experience your little hammerhead thing. And I said, you got this deal going with Virgin Atlantic cruise ships now,
and they call them the tobacco nut.
Yeah, not
I will be taking the dive god some good scuba radio cigars.
Okay, he'll
as one will
appreciate that. I have no doubt
that will please him.
Yes. Yeah, and you will want to please him. Yeah, but I asked him.
You must show homage to the scuba gods.
Yeah, well, but I asked him, I said, you're doing this thing with the cruise ships, huh? And he goes, well, I guess I am. So, you know, I was like, okay.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah. So, no, it's a new thing.
See, when I talked to the girls in the office, they went, oh, my God, you're coming over?
Yeah, of course.
We'll close the door. We're going to have a party.
Uh-huh. Wait, Casey.
What?
When you called the other day, you mean you talked to the girls? I called the other day, and I get Junior straight off the bat.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Exactly.
I would like to speak to the bearded gentleman.
I mean, if I really wanted to drop names, yeah. I know Senior personally. So.
Well, that's true, and that'll get you
Senior
nowhere.
Senior who?
That's
Senior Cuervo to you, buddy.
You guys, you don't have any idea what the hell you're saying right
Senor
now.
Senor Carajo.
It. Just stop it already. No, the thing is, Junior did not, you know, he said, look, this is a new thing. This will be good that Casey's on the trip because this is their first batch of cruise ship passengers that they're going to take to experience the Hammerheads. Because you're going on
last.
It's not first and last. Why
guinea
you say
pigs,
that?
I think they call them.
No, this new cruise ship from Virgin Atlantic is supposedly going to be a new standard or a new thing.
The Diamond Princess?
The resort they built in Mid-Island is their private resort.
Yeah, okay.
Just they cover you in blood, I think.
They do. Yeah. Walt, what do you have? Do you have something to add there, Walt? Or are you just creating a
bunch? I believe it's all adult, no children or something on that cruise ship. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah.
Everybody is 18 and up.
They make children.
Clothing optional.
Right. I don't think
I believe the only children they bring are to offer to the Hammerheads.
That is not right.
That is not, that is bad advertising and marketing. You're
patently untrue.
Stop it. Just stop it now. No, the thing is that.
Just remember, the opinions you hear on this show are not necessarily
of those of any sane human being.
Right. Please discount immediately.
Right. Okay, so look.
You were right, Greg. It is their very first cruise. It's their shakedown. There's
right.
several parts of the boat. They haven't even announced what they'll be yet.
They're not even complete.
Well, there's the bow, the stern.
First ones over to the Bimini Resort.
They don't even have the plumbing working usually.
They're going to be still building this boat while sailing on it.
You know, it is supposedly pretty state of the art.
We're going to keel haul you.
No, that would be. That's like an extra on board activity. Keel holding.
They have been running ads on TV for this thing.
They have. It's kind of a new. It'll be interesting to see how they do it, because I know Richard Branson is actually very environmentally conscious. So I know he's trying to do this in a environmental way as much as you can with a cruise ship. I guess there's going to be the folks that believe cruise shipping is there's no way in hell this should ever be done by any reef, let alone. Dive activities and things like that. But we'll see. Let's see what he does. I mean, the fact that they're going over to Bimini is kind of cool. And the fact that they're offering, experiences with hammerhead sharks, that is a activity or an attraction I've never seen offered on a cruise ship for sure, ever. So people that have access to it, I think, is good. I think.
I mean, are they advertising this, Casey?
Yeah.
The hammerhead
That's
dive,
how you found it, right, Casey?
Bimini.
Yeah.
Well, they offered the cruise to Bimini, and mm-hmm. then they opened up their shipboard, tours,
excursions,
and operations.
Yeah.
And included in that is a dive with the hammerheads.
Right.
Or you can dive on the Sapona, or they're doing a wild spotted dolphin snorkeling tour. There's several things they're operating through the scuba shop.
Yeah, with all the things that they do in Bimini.
It was either that or a senior shuffleboard.
Which, well, actually, you can do both. You don't have to limit yourself to just one fun activity.
No, I think it was one from A and one from B.
One fun activity and one for idiots. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio, and then we get the Scuba Squad connected via the web. Now, CJ caught this video online this week, as well as everybody else on the planet, of the great white shark being sighted off of West Palm Beach. And he forwarded it to me along with, at least 50 other Scuba Radio listeners this
week.
But
I was the first and the best.
That would be absolutely incorrect. But regardless, I appreciate the feedback.
I'll never send you anything ever again.
No, always. Please.
Trying to help the show.
Suck it up.
And I get berated.
No, it's good that you inform the crew and you share the love of sharks.
I thought
sharks.
It might be of interest.
It was.
Find your own damn material.
Ring. No. Yes, Casey.
I can't believe you just beat CJ down like that. That's mean.
Right?
No, I'm
that was uncool.
I'm not beating him. I'm saying I appreciate the feedback. And
go
I
to hell.
Crushed his little feelings right on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't even have any feelings.
Yes, true.
Greg, you're going to have to give him a cookie now.
I numb them with this rum.
Okay. No cookies, but you can have all the rum you can drink.
Papa.
All right. Look, this great white is evidently hanging out in West Palm Beach, and dive operators have been able to go out there. And as you pointed out in your email, or was it Eric Douglas? I don't know, Eric, it was you or Eric, said, isn't it cool that they put this out there and there's not one word about the great white being, ready to eat people?
That was Eric.
That was Eric.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, but Greg, they've been congregating off the coast of the Carolinas.
Ooh. Well,
they go to church
about that.
They possibly do.
It's not possibly. They are.
They go to church, do they? Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jerry. Yep. Jerry's been drinking today, I think. What are the chances?
You know why? Hey,
they Amber here. So let's ask Amber.
Well, we are. We got a professional that actually works up in that part of the country, I think. You know, so she may know a little bit about these sharks. If not, she definitely knows about turtles. She's a turtle person. So we got her, and we'll find out more about these great whites next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Infotainment. We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And you know, if you were diving off of West Palm Beach and you see, you know, it looks like it could have been at least a 15-footer great white that might be even pregnant, you might go, holy diver!
That's a big old mohunker.
That's a big-ass fish right there. Yeah, but it is a plump one. And there is some speculation that this great white being sighted off the Florida's East Coast could be, you know, carrying a baby great white inside there. Because it does. She shows a pretty big belly on her.
Well, we should throw her a baby shower.
Baby shark. What am I thinking? Here's the thing. You know, this shark that was sighted, they did not see any tags on it. So there's one that's been sighted that is tagless. And then there's other reports naked. That the tagged sharks from, what, Ocean Reach or whatever it's called that does that thing. There's some great whites hovering off the coast of, off the east coast of Florida right now. So now is prime time, obviously, to go off and do a little dive anywhere from probably, Vero Beach South. There's a chance you could jump in the water and be cruising around like, whoa.
See shark bait.
Yeah. And see a great white. Now, if you saw one when you weren't expecting it. Now, what happened with these divers that got the video, they had heard on the radio that there was a great white in the area. And they specifically went out with the effort to see if they could find them. And they did. And that's what showed up online and has went viral. That's one way to see a great white. And there's divers listening right now. They go, whoa, that'd be quite an experience.
That'd be cool.
But if you were just diving and not expecting to see a great white shark, would you still feel the same way?
You might be a little surprised.
Right? Bubble Boy, what say you?
Hell of a story.
Would we have to replace your
I would float the buoy.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised. You would know it was coming.
No, I'm saying if you didn't know.
No, you would know. You know how you,
yeah,
would,
you would.
How would you know?
You would hear that. You would hear the violin.
Oh, that's
there.
Right.
You would hear that.
Yeah, bro.
You're swimming along.
You really
there.
Don't
you're
hear the jaws.
You don't.
You're
Casey says you don't hear it.
Yeah, you do.
I think that's your. I think those are the voices in your head playing music for you.
You got to wait for the diddly doo.
Well, maybe.
Before that, you're good.
Or if you're sane, you have no clue whatsoever, no heads up. Barry, what say you? If you were down there lobstering.
Oh, God.
Off of,
you see how fast I would swim. I'd be like a torpedo.
Oh, so you would fly.
In the opposite direction.
Fight or flight. And you would flight, which means you'd become the prey of the great white. It would come after you and devour you in one small bite.
I would, as long as I'm swimming faster than you, you're the first one.
Well, I don't know why on Facebook Live here, I don't know why Bubble Boy's texting in when he's sitting right next to me, but Bubble Boy just replied to that. Bawk, bawk. Bawk, 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 and then a chicken emoji.
Huh, weird. That's just strange. I don't get it. But I don't know. I think...
what would you do, Greg? That's the question.
I would not swim as fast as I could away.
Just chill, zen.
Because if you swim away, they say that, you know, you're looking like their prey.
You go, hey, buddy, hi.
I'd swim right into his open mouth to show him danger.
Just stop it. Now, we do have a marine life expert. We're going to call her that, whether she likes it or not. And that would be Amber. She's hanging out at the Gomez Hilton today. Amber, can you hear me? Talk to me a little bit. Say hi. Are you there? Well, wait. I think I muted her mic. Hold
on. It's red. Make it green.
There we go. Now say something, Amber.
Can you hear me now?
I do. Yeah, you deal with marine life all the time in your works up north, don't you?
Kinda? I do.
Yeah. Sharks, are those a thing? Or are you more like you like turtles instead?
I'm surprised you haven't heard about the great whites off the coast of South Carolina. There are many.
Well,
that we have
Greg,
do your homework.
No, it's the entire east coast of the United States where they
think coast.
We have a congregation of them, and they're mostly female. So, what does that tell you?
It's
ladies' night.
Tells us the Carolinas are a romantic place to be.
Oh, well, could be. You know, it was Valentine's Day yesterday.
They're most likely. Yeah, they're most likely birthing and leaving their pups behind. They don't have any maternal instincts, so they don't hang out with their babies.
They're lesbians.
No, that's not accurate.
They just drop the baby sharks and go away?
Black widows.
They drop and go. That, you heard it from Amber. Now, Amber, do you go out and dive with them? Have you done that up there or no?
Not up there. When I was in Hawaii, there was a great white in the water, but you guys are right about swimming away. I think being still would be the best option. Yeah.
See, Barry, you gave out bad information. How dare you?
I'm going to hide behind Greg. He's going to be the appetizer.
Well, at least you'd be staying still. If you stay still, that you don't necessarily have to defend your ground, but you shouldn't like swim off as fast as you can, because then you're looking like a seal trying to get away from the great white, and it may say, "Hey, he's got about the same kind of body shape as a seal."
Drop it right now.
Well, if you're swimming away from a shark, it's not near as graceful as a seal.
True. Yeah.
You might be an injured animal.
Right.
All I can say is, Jesus wouldn't be the last one that walked on water.
Okay, so you would fly, fight or flight. You would fly as well. That's not smart.
You wouldn't make it.
No,
to the surface.
I'd be running on the water.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You wouldn't make it 5 feet.
Yeah, you just probably the best thing. Back me up here, Amber. If I wasn't already on the bottom, I'd probably try to stay on the bottom or up against a coral reef or something. You know, back up against me. Against it, and just kind of chill out and watch it.
Make yourself large. Well,
I would agree.
Yeah, see? Amber knows.
Actually, I'll just be honest with you. I will hide behind somebody.
Okay.
And then I will casually swim away.
We got a bunch of horses.
While they're getting devoured.
And here's another Facebook Live reaction.
Yeah, post. They got a question or what?
A bunch of kitty faces.
Kitty faces?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think that's for William Bruton's birthday. He said hi, and it's his birthday. So happy birthday, William. I think that's what that's for.
No.
On Facebook. That's not what it's
for? I think
it's
another form of chicken.
Oh.
Oh, we're doing birthday shout-outs now?
Well.
Oh, how have we fallen?
We went from great whites.
Next, we're going to count down the top.
All right, shut up, you. You guys just stop. I Amber has the floor. I'm trying to talk to someone intelligent, and you idiots keep chiming in.
Greg, what's number one this week?
I apologize for them, Amber. Did I do that? Earlier?
That was a tangent. I think I'll define that as a tangent.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah.
Those great white sharks have sensory organs on their snout. They're called ampullae of Lorenzini. Mm-hmm. So they can detect electromagnetic impulses in the ocean.
Jerry, the diver guy, just posted on Facebook, she said organs.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, come on, Jerry.
Okay. Cut that out. They can detect if something is not moving properly. And if it's not moving properly through the water, then it's injured. Mm-hmm. And I guess Jerry, the diver guy swimming away, would resemble an injured animal electromagnetically.
No, I was hiding behind somebody.
Okay.
And your heartbeat's going.
Story.
I changed.
So, wait. So if Greg had a camera with a flash going off multiple times, would that create the electrical energy to attract the shark to him?
No, I'm not that. No,
it would think it was in a club and it would start dancing.
Is there a way we could rave? Do that to attract the shark to him?
usually the cameras do give off an electrical field, and they do. Most sharks do tend to go toward.
They'd be curious.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Lots of pictures.
Yeah, you know,
it's
there's
something they're not used to seeing.
I'll tell you what, there was a device that I saw at the Surf Expo a few weeks ago. Called the I got it right here. It's called the Shark Band or something. Shark Off. And it's these little bracelets that they have that you put around your wrist, and you have little beads on them and stuff. There's all types of these device things, or little jewelry type things. And now there's one, supposedly these beads on this Shark Off bracelet. When the beads interact with salt water, it creates a magnetic field or something, they say, and it will keep sharks away. Do you believe it, Amber? What do you think?
I wouldn't trust the bracelet.
I say we put one of these bracelets on Barry the Boaters, one of his appendages.
Ankle.
Thank you.
And okay, if it has to be.
Break his leg and then make him swim away.
He'd swim in circles.
That'd be super awkward. It's the only way to really test it.
I just got this mental picture in my mind now. It's hard for me to continue. But thank you.
See the love here.
Yeah. But no.
We kid, Barry.
We're not kidding. I think we should do this in Bimini. Or maybe Casey can do it. I don't know.
Let's see if they're attracted to red hats.
I asked Junior.
Why would I want to drive off the sharks I'm going to go see?
Well, you could get your pictures and all that stuff first and then say, hey, we're going to conduct a little experiment. How about this?
And then whip out my little
wrist. Hey, there's no whipping out on this show. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. What the? See, we have a lady present, guys. Come on. A little respect.
On. Clean it up. Jeez. Clean it up. Tighten it up.
All right. Let's regroup and see if this shark off thing has, you know, anything worth talking about next.
Take Good one. Lord. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Kim, first official booba diver here in the Bahamas on Grand Bahama Island.
Is that legal?
Oh, hell yes.
Also professional merengue instructor, professional bingo caller. We dance, we dive, we drink, we do everything. But what we love to do the most is listen to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, get down tonight, baby.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know if that's proper or politically correct anymore.
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, we don't care. That's right. I forgot. We don't care. We have no standards.
We don't give a rat's
this
ass.
This is a politically correct show.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, this bracelet that wards off sharks, it's called Shark Off. You can Google it, find the website.
It's the anklet of Dr. Vizzolini.
No, I don't think that's accurate. You can look on the website and read for yourself. But supposedly they've done some testing over in Bimini, according to their website. Now, whether or not it's legit, I don't know, but they have beads on there that interact with salt water. So
sounds like a scam.
When the beads interact with salt water, they create this electrical field, which the sharks do not like.
Wait a minute. You have one. Why don't you test it?
This is not a shark off. This is a brace net.
Oh, I thought you said you had one over there.
No. This is a brace net. I got this at the boot show. Have you seen these, Amber? By the way, I'm showing her on the closed caption video. But
I have not.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a bracelet made out of fishing. No, it's magnet, guys. Come on, that's how you put it.
Oh, it's
around.
All magnets these days.
Yeah, it's magnets. So it goes right there, and it's very fashionable, and it's made out of old fishing. Ghost nets.
Greg, do you buy all of your stuff from the back of a comic book advertisement?
No, I do not. I got it out of
the sea monkeys.
I got it out of a Cracker Jack box. All right. Yeah, Jerry, you say what?
There was that apparatus called the Shark Shield.
Right. That was an electrical field generator, too, but that was like a, you know, like a device. This thing, literally, there's no electricity connected to it at all. They just say that when these beads interact with salt water, they slowly dissolve like Alka-Seltzer.
I wonder if you were a vegetarian, you'd be less likely to get bit by a shark because you wouldn't give up that meaty odor.
No, that's grass-fed.
Wouldn't have that meat sweat.
No, more likely to get bit because you're grass-fed. You don't smell like all the nitrates and fillers and chemicals like the rest
of us. You guys.
Could blow up in your
face. Go back to your drinking.
Oh, we never left. Okay. I can do both.
So I have a suggestion.
All right, Casey.
I'm ambidextrous.
Go ahead. Throw in some more nonsense.
Why don't you use your power and your skin flint abilities and get me a bracelet, and I will test it.
Okay. Well, go to their website, buy one, and
There you go.
Get me one. You're always getting all this free stuff. Point you in the right direction. Get one.
When they saw it, I could have said, hey, why don't you give me one of these and I'll test it out. And I'm like, no, I don't buy it.
Well, Greg's philosophy is, I got one, you get one too.
Okay.
Hey, Casey.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, spit it out. What?
We would like to use you as chum.
Yeah. All right.
That's why you don't get no bracelet.
You go back
but
to
the. But then who's going to do the show?
All right. Hello. I'm the only one with responsibilities here. So let me go back to Amber, who's probably the only one who could add anything intelligent to add to this whole ridiculous conversation. But Amber, you're a little skeptical of this shark off bracelet too, it sounds like. Is that a fair assessment? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is the potential to irritate the shark.
Right. You don't want to piss him off. Yeah. You know,
if he doesn't like your jewelry, you might be in trouble.
Well, you know, the thing is, especially if there's bait in the water or someone speared a fish. I mean, Amber and everybody will back me up on this. The sharks act very differently than, first of all, if there's dead bait in the water, they won't be aggressive. They'll kind of meander around like on a shark feeder and stuff like that. But man, as soon as you have a live fish that just got speared and they're sending off those electrical signals, the sharks go nuts.
Help me, help me.
Yeah. And the thing is, they will bite other sharks. They will bite divers, and not out of like wanting to eat them or anything, but just maybe they think it's like a competitive type of deal. They see you trying to compete for that dead fish, and they're like, well, I'll just bite this one and get them to back off, and then I'll have the fish to myself.
Yeah, it's just like Black Friday at Walmart.
Okay, that worked for you, huh? That is, when you say that, that's how I got my first Microsoft Xbox One. I bit him, and I got
it. Hey, Greg?
Casey, yes.
I don't know if you remember, but when you were first getting certified, I led a trip over to Little Cayman, and they did a bait ball where they freeze all the fish parts in there.
Yeah? You mean a chumsicle,
right. Well,
it
broke loose, and one of the sharks dropped the bait ball right in front of me, and it wasn't fun.
It was not fun, because they had...
Every shark in the area was coming at me.
Right. The visibility goes down,
and you live to tell about it.
Uh-huh. I don't remember actually, but it doesn't surprise me. It could have happened.
Casey, one ball.
I'll let that go.
Yeah, don't grab it, whatever you do. Anyway, Yeah, it does sound a little suspicious to me. So
they did that in the 50s?
What?
I didn't realize.
What, the bracelet thing?
No, the bait ball. The chumps.
Yeah, golly. All right, okay, Amber, we have her her expertise on the show today. You've been doing turtle stuff, I assume. Is that a safe assumption or not? What do you think?
It'll be my 22nd season
okay.
this year.
All right, well, we got to talk more about turtles instead of sharks here in hour two, since we have a turtle expert.
I like turtles.
On Scuba Radio today. So that's coming up. Plus, we got some other special guests. We might even get Neil Watson Jr. on if I can connect with him, and we'll get a firsthand report about this thing with the cruise ship and the hammerheads.
Casey.
Jerry Beatty is down in the Florida Keys this weekend, so we're going to find out why in the hell is Jerry Beatty down in the Keys. It's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close, just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.